We're joined by Larry Nagengast once again, and this week, Larry, we're looking at Claymont's, a area of Delaware that is poised for a major makeover. The now closed steel mill in that area, which dominated life in Claymont for so long, is about to be redeveloped by St. Louis-based commercial development company. Let's start there. What does that plan look like? It's obviously a very extensive plan for a very large property.
Well, yeah, the steel mill property started as Worth Steel in 1917 and is most recently known as Evraz Steel, and you know, in between was Phoenix Steel, Claymont Steel, City Steel, and a couple other names probably. Anyway, it's a 425-acre property, which is huge, which means that there's a room for a little bit of everything on there, and that's pretty much what CDC has in mind. Corporate center, 600,000 square feet of office space, an employment center, that means research opportunities, manufacturing, and warehousing. Transit center, a new train station for Claymont, something residents have been looking for and commuters have been looking for many years. And also, it will also have bus connections, lots of parking, and so on. A logistics center, which is another way of saying possibly a small port on the river, as well as railroad spurs and a place for trucking transfer operations. And on top of that, a big environmental cleanup, which has already started and is going to take at least 2 years while everything else seems to go through its planning process. So quite a bit there.
Despite the environmental cleanup, I mean, this is a very attractive property, correct?
It's an attractive property. You know, you take a look at where this is in Claymont. It's where I-95 and I-495 come together. Neiman's Road is right there. It fronts on the Delaware River as well, and Claymont is just a 15-minute drive from the Philadelphia International Airport. So you know, you've got the river, you've got roads. It's really an ideal situation in that regard. Pretty much a perfect location for many businesses.
But obviously, this is something that's not going to happen overnight. You mentioned the environmental part of it. That's going to take some time. But even beyond that, this is not a quick turnaround type of project.
Oh, absolutely not. We're probably talking 10 years, maybe more. It's 10 years was the number that County Councilman John Cartier threw out at me the other day. And he mentions the Darley Green housing and retail project, which has been going on in Claymont since the Brookview apartments were torn down in 2007. So it's been 8 years, and Darley Green is still working its way through with construction in progress there. So and that was 70 acres, and this is 425. So you multiply that, do the math, and 10 years might be the earliest that you see a significant portion of this completed.
Now, unlike other small incorporated towns in Delaware that we've talked about recently, which have their own government and would thus have some kind of say in a project like this, Claymont, despite being a very distinctive area in Delaware that people are very familiar with, it is not incorporated. It has no government. So who winds up overseeing this project?
Well, that's kind of interesting. Essentially, who winds up overseeing the project? In terms of making final decisions, casting the votes, you're talking about Newcastle County Council, where Claymont is represented by John Cartier, who lives down the road from Claymont, not in Claymont. Mm-hmm. By the state legislature, there are two representatives from who serve districts that cover the Claymont area, but neither of them live in Claymont. A state senator who represents Claymont, who lives in the city of Wilmington. Bottom line here is that when the votes are counted in terms of any of the key decisions that are being made here, Claymont residents are not going to have a single vote, which doesn't mean that they're not going to have input. There are some organizations and there are ways that Claymont residents do get involved in the process.
Before we talk about that, I mean, I suppose the good news is because this is such a good project, the inclination from those who are voting on it at the different levels of government is that people are going to want this to go forward and go forward well, because what's in this case, what's good for Claymont is going to wind up being good for the state of Delaware and Newcastle County.
Oh, absolutely. What's good for Claymont in this case is going to be good for Newcastle County. It is going to be good for the state. Now, we don't know a whole lot in terms of the details. There's a public meeting that's scheduled next week when Claymont residents are really going to get their first detailed look at the plan. But even then, I mean, there's just going to be an awful lot of detail that has to be rolled out. Who knows what the possible port might look like, exactly where the office buildings or the warehouses, whatever, might be situated. All, you know, those details just aren't out
traffic.
Traffic. Traffic is going to be an issue, but some people say, well, it's going to be good traffic because it's going to be people coming to work and people driving down Philadelphia Pike to find a restaurant or a lunch spot or whatever. So, there are going to be some good things there as well.
But a lot to consider. And as you mentioned, there are some groups in Claymont that do hold some sway. Tell us a little bit about how, as you said, how Claymont's residents have a say in these type of things.
The key group within Claymont in terms of having input is something that's called the Design Review Advisory Committee. The acronym there is DRAC, which doesn't sound really real great, the Claymonters admit. But the DRAC is an organization that's subject to the or advises the Newcastle County Land Use Department. It was created 9 or 10 years ago when the county developed something that's called a hometown overlay, which is sort of like a zoning district that covers the downtown business district, the Philadelphia Pike area of Claymont, and a little bit to either side of it. And the county has similar areas, hometown overlays in Hokes and in Centerville and in North St. George's. And the idea here is that this community group is able to give the county advice on how businesses can operate and can proceed there. It allows them to tweak the zoning rules and regs a little bit in order to maintain the community's hometown character.
And probably the biggest place you see that in Claymont is they do a lot of controlling of the signage that businesses put up. And so there's some consistency and, polish to what you see when businesses come in and put signs up.
Oh, exactly. So, I mean, so what happens here is a business comes in and wants to set up. They're in compliance with all of the zoning rules and regulations. But if a business might want to do things its own way, its own traditional way, particularly if it's a franchise, and the Design Review Advisory Committee might say, hey, it might be a good idea in terms of Claymont's character in that you make your signage look a little bit like the guy next door. Not that it's identical, but that it's the same style. And the committee has had some successes in that regard. It asked and succeeded in getting the Food Lion supermarket to put up a retaining wall that was a stone wall that matches what else is in the neighborhood. There was also a retaining wall by the Wawa service station and convenience store a little bit farther down on Philadelphia Pike and Harvey Road. So that's the kind of thing that they get involved in. And one of the members, Carolyn Mercadani, mentioned to me also that sometimes people want to do things that don't necessarily comply with the county zoning code, but if it's a good idea, the DRAC can go back over to the county and say, hey, why don't we let them try this or put up this temporary signage for a couple of months because it's going to help them draw new business or whatever. So the DRAC has a way of tweaking things a little bit in order to benefit businesses and people in the community.
Any other key players?
The other one, the really interesting one is the Claymont Renaissance organization, which was set up as this whole Claymont revitalization effort began about 10 or so years ago. And Claymont Renaissance, under its executive director, Brett Sadler, has pretty much evolved to being the sort sort of the go-to organization and Sadler the go-to guy on just about anything of a political, governmental nature in Claymont. Sadler is essentially the clearinghouse, and he goes to these civic association meetings and the community meetings and updates them on development issues. When people have plans and proposals, they all tend to go to Brett, and if they need help with their state legislature or a legislator and aren't quite sure how to approach it, or they have something that they want to deal with the county, they'll often consult with Brett Sadler, and he'll give them the advice on how to proceed. So in some respects, he's not really a mayor, but in some respects, he kind of operates as an informal town manager and an advisor to everybody. And things seem to be going pretty well. Cartier, the county councilman, refers to Claymont Renaissance and Brett as my community nonprofit partner. Mm. So there is a very close relationship there. There are, and it means that there are plenty of ways for Claymont residents to have their voice heard.
Having said all that, any interest in Claymont in incorporating and becoming an actual town?
Well, the short answer is right now, no. There's been some talk about it occasionally. It seems to come up every 10 or 15 years. There's a fear expressed from time to time that another level of government is going to mean more taxes, although there's really no clear way of demonstrating that, because taxation depends upon the types of services that are provided, and there are various offsets involved. But Claymonters tend to not want to see another layer of government, and as long as the system that they have right now is operating pretty efficiently, if they're satisfied with the work that their state reps are doing with their county councilmen, if they've got input through organizations like the DRAC, if the county folks listen to the civic associations, then they seem to be pretty content with it the way they are. So no incorporation on the horizon for Claymont, even if it does mean that they don't have a direct say and will not have a direct say in a lot of the things that are likely to happen with the steel mill redevelopment project.
All right, Larry Nagengast, thanks so much for your time on The Green this week.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.